This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Warren Eckstein, who every once in a while spends some time, quality time with us. The thing that I get from feedback, folks who listen to this program, one of their highest priorities, never mind just listening to us talk about our perspectives on things that are going on in the world, but they love the information. We have usually each day four or five different parts of the program that are aimed at giving you advice. And of all of those advice sections, segments, the time we spend with Tom Warren, Tom Kreidler, who is the host of Money Pit, and Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, they are the most popular. Plus, well, the medical segments, of course, but... So I want to have Warren here spending the time nurturing us with his information about those animals that nurture us, how we can better take care of them. So my focus then goes to the heat of the summertime, certainly plenty of heat now, and wondering what we can do. I think one time you told me about putting alcohol on a dog's foot. I never really quite is it just cool them? Well, is that why you do it? Put like rubbing alcohol? Is that
right?
Yeah,
like isopropyl. I remember as a kid growing up, when I would run a high fever, the first thing my mother would do is run to the cupboard, get some rubbing alcohol, put it on my forehead and my chest to bring the fever down, because evaporation does that. Now, dogs don't have sweat glands, or really good sweat glands. The only sweat glands they have are kind of on the bottom of their feet, and they pant. That's the way they cool down, by panting. So what I always recommend is if you're taking your dog for a walk, and God forbid, you should never do it in the hot weather, but if you notice your dog's in trouble, take an alcohol swab, and sometimes just putting it on the bottom of the feet, just gradually, because it could be drying, can help cool the dog down a little bit. But the bottom line is, here's what I recommend. Every morning, you know I live in Santa Monica, sometimes it gets warm here. Every morning when I take my dog, when I take my dog out for a walk, especially later in the day, I will, this sounds eccentric, and heaven forbid I should sound eccentric.
Good God, not you being eccentric, please. But the guy who's got earrings and tattoos, and he's how you're older than I am, for God's sakes.
It's just the beginning. But I actually go outside barefoot to see how hot the ground is before I take my dog for a walk. And if it's too hot for me to walk barefoot, I don't take my dog out. So that's really important. Also, make sure you keep your dog really hydrated. That's critical. My backyard, there's a kiddie pool in my backyard, not for me, for the dog. That can make a major difference as well. Mm-hmm. And just understand that sometimes what happens is if you notice that your dog is in trouble, if you notice he's breathing heavy, get him into a cool area right away. Get a fan on him. Try to give him not cold water, but kind of room temperature water. And obviously you want to get to a vet right away. And the bottom line is use common sense. Don't exercise your dog in the heat of the day. I see all the time, people running their dogs on the beach, especially bulldogs, Doug. Those dogs with, any type of dog with a pushed-in muzzle. So common sense can go a long way in making a safe summer. And please, folks, don't leave your dogs in the car. I don't care if it's for a minute, a second. If you're going shopping, leave your dog at home with the air conditioning and a remote control. Let him watch what he wants, but don't leave him in the car.
Mm-hmm. Always leave the television on, but make sure it's not tuned to the game shows.
I had someone call me.
I
had someone call me last week, Doug, and they told me they left their channel on a certain whatever channel. And they came home, and it was on
the
a different channel.
Wait.
What happened was something about, I asked about it, and I did some research. What happened is there's something on the dog's collar that triggers off the remote control.
Really?
So the dog didn't like what he was watching. He could say, I wonder if he did it on purpose. I'm not watching this. I'm going to watch that.
All right. Sean, who listens to us in Florida, just sent me a note. He says, in Florida, there's dog flu for the first time. And I wonder how we can avoid that, because potentially it's fatal, we're told. 10 different states have health warnings out for dog flu. I would have thought this is a winter thing, but apparently it's not. It's highly contagious, and so the latest placement found dogs in Florida It doesn't affect humans, apparently, but I'm not concerned about the humans. I'm concerned about other dogs or cats or whatever. So the sneezing, coughing, the same sort of things develops into pneumonia that can happen to humans can happen with a dog. And it comes from, the dog gets it, though, from a human, if I understand correctly, Warren.
Well, they can get it either way. They can get it either way. They can get it from another dog. But here's the bottom line. Here's the scary part. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, 80% of all dogs who come in contact with it will get it. 80%.
Really? 80%?
80%.
What do you do to ward it off? What do you do to, like us, have a strong immune system and make sure they can fight it off that way?
You know, there is the power influenza shot, which is more for kennel cough, and I don't know if they have shots for this yet, but here's the bottom line. Mm. I don't take my dog to a dog park, but if I was taking my dog to a dog park, number one, I would make sure I would see what every other dog looks like in there, if there's any symptoms, if dogs are lethargic, they're coughing, they're sneezing, whatever, before I would let my dog in there. And quite honestly, if I knew there was an outbreak of the dog flu in the area I was living, you can rest assured that my dog would never go there. But the bottom line is, being a really, really responsive pet guardian, watching what your dog looks like when they feel good, you can notice any changes. Get to a vet right away. It can be taken care of. It's not deadly if you get to a vet right away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Important. Here's something else that's a danger for dogs that many people may not think about. Foxtails. These things are very dangerous for dogs. You know, go back to Velcro that was inspired by burrs. The burdock plant. We have a lot of them here in New England, a lot of them all around the country. Foxtails stick to things. Burdock burrs stick to things. They can be hazardous for dogs and cats because they wind up stuck practically anywhere. Dogs' paws, eyes, nose. They get stuck in your dog's mouth, under their skin. When they get into your dog's nose, they can be particularly dangerous because of their burrowing nature. So this is something, you want it in the throat, lungs of the dog. I mean, this is a dangerous thing. You inhale, the dog inhales a foxtail. You don't know about it. My God, it could be the end of the dog. They're all over California. They're all over Mississippi this year. They are on the farm. We're just cleaning up some areas that we haven't touched since last fall. And when these things come and they sometimes survive, through the winter, and stick to your clothes. They're all over the place. I got a jacket that got them all over the place. So what do we do about, I don't know what to do. I see the danger, but I don't know, how can you keep your dog unless you just keep them away? But sometimes you don't even know where they are, Warren.
Well, that's the bottom line. A lot of times, it's usually not, you know, you're not going to find foxtails on a 60-by-80 plot that someone lives in a suburban area. You're going to find them when you go hiking with your dog. And that's why when I go hiking with my guy, he is on a leash. Now, as well-trained as my dogs may be, and believe me, they read, write, and do math, but the bottom line is that when I take my dogs for a hike, they are always on a leash because I keep them on the trail. Not only from foxtails, this is going to be an incredibly horrible snake season. They're already coming out like crazy in certain states, especially rattlesnakes. That's why it's important to make sure that if you're going to walk with your dog, whether it be a sticker, whether it be a foxtail, whether it be a snake, whatever it is, stay on the trails. That's the safest place for you and your dog. And also, if you notice when you get home that your dog is reacting, he's kind of chewing on a certain area or is just looking different, that's when you need to do a full physical exam. That's why I massage my dogs every day, not because I'm crazy and I like to be my dog's masseuse and I like listening to Enya. But the bottom line is that by massaging my dog, I can feel any lumps or bumps or anything that might be going on, and I can take action right away. So conscientiously, just kind of try to keep your dogs away. I know it's impossible, but if you notice something, react to it. That's what you need to do right away. Some people just forget about it, and that's where the problem is. React to any changes in your pet.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, petshow.com. Don't forget his line of fabulous minerals and vitamins for your dog, separate line for cats called Hugs and Kisses. I would not have a pet were it not for, well, I don't have Charlotte now, but I'm looking around for another dog, but Millie gets Hugs and Kisses. You know, you've sent those along to Meredith. They're just fabulous. Dogs, cats, everybody that's on four legs should be around. Hugs and Kisses should have them automatically sent to you. Hugsandkisses.com for more next time. 16 past the hour. If you're hiring, you're looking for the best person. This is interesting. Yesterday, we were talking on the program about me getting a person who could sort of come up with events. an event planner for the farm. And Meredith said, why don't you ask for him on ZipRecruiter? And I thought, well, that's, how come I didn't think of that? That's probably, there's a good question right there. How come I didn't think about that? And how come if you're looking for help, you haven't used ZipRecruiter? They're so different. You can post your job to hundreds of job sites. One click. Whatever you're looking for, whether it's a small business, medium-sized business, you've heard me go through the list of some of these people, Browning Ferris Industries, some of these companies, Sunland Garden Products of California, all these companies that are using ZipRecruiter.com. Why don't you take the hint? You need a new person. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You'll go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV because using it with that handle, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, will allow you the first time through to find out how well ZipRecruiter works free. It is free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So let's go to the office. Let's get ZipRecruiter to screen, rate, and manage the candidates in one 24-hour, just 24-hour period. That's it. You'll get a qualified candidate. That's the way it works with 80-85% of the people who use ZipRecruiter. Enough said. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for all your hires, no matter what size your business. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV gets you to use it free.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whorunsthewater.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's some interesting palava from a high school senior. This is what I love about being able to talk about what's going on in the world, because you have all these contrasts. You know, people want to rip the police. Here's a reason not to. Whitney Moore is the subject of our scrutiny. Wanted to arrive to the prom in style this week, and she did, with lights flashing, sirens blaring, a police escort. She and her date got a ride inside the chief's SUV, kind of like a scene out of Blue Bloods. Welcome to the prom, Whitney, the borough chief wrote on Facebook after they recorded her entrance on Facebook Live. Hope you have a great night. The detective responsible for this involved with young Whitney, because Whitney has been mentored in the police department, and so she's been there. She decided that she wanted to be a police person, so she's been paying a lot of attention, goes to the police department, goes to the police office, and is studying what's going on. So they like her a lot. And she said, I'm going to the prom, and I don't have any way of getting there. So the police said, we'll take care of that. And they did. Cute.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stupid things I've done in my life.
And I feel like you do, anyway.
Okay. Well, you can hear much of it every day here, one way or another. Right. Darius Rucker is in the number one slot, first time since 2013. If I Told You is the name of this song. Number one in its 47th week on the country airplay chart. It's Rucker's seventh country song. First since Wagon Wheel back in April of 2013, it's gotten this far. He says, quote, "I have believed in this song so much ever since I first heard the work tape from the writers of the song." You know, that's how that works, really. People write songs, they record them themselves, and they try to get various artists to listen to it and see if they don't want to record it. That's how it works with a lot of people. This guy, his previous life really had nothing to do with country. But Jennifer's happy to tell us how swell he is. And he likes the, you know, it kind of seems to fit with him. He said, "It feels awesome to watch a song you believe in so much have this kind of reach and connection. That feeling never gets old. It's also happening as I'm finishing my next studio album. So to have this kind of support at country radio stations, have number one album, and this is even before it's released, pretty humble." So, good for him. I think he deserves it. There's something about him that's...
Yeah, I love his voice. There's a tone in his voice that's just so unique.
It's warm
and
inviting. Can we use those words to describe
it? I mean, he's from South Carolina, so it's not that big of a stretch for him to do country, but he's just doing it so well.
Yeah. It's so smooth, and I honestly, you can't go to a party where people like country without hearing Wagon Wheel, without hearing this song.
All right, so that's good. Let's move into the Christy McVie and Lindsey Buckingham pew. We've been talking a lot about the two of them performing together, making the rounds, promoting their album, Lindsey Buckingham, Christy McVie. But their performance on The Tonight Show was their most unusual booking to date. They both visited a classroom with Jimmy Fallon and their house band. A handful of children from Paul Newman's Serious Fun Children's Network camp, people with serious illnesses at this camp. They sang Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop in this series. I think I've seen a couple of takes on this. Is this a shot, or not a shot, but is this an attempt to sort of steal a little thunder from Carpool Karaoke with a different
voice? No, this predates it. This predates Carpool.
Been doing, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is something that Jimmy Fallon was doing before he got The Tonight Show. These are some of the little bits that he's done where they only use toy instruments, and some of the videos are hilarious. But he's had Adele, and he's had huge stars singing with him. Oh, yeah.
Ah. And so they do it under the guise of the Ben and Jerry's Tonight Dough Ice Cream. They sell that ice cream. They've collected $1 million, and they're donating it to various things that help children, the Children's Network. Is that right?
Well, the Tonight Dough was started because he wanted to raise money for these camps, the Paul Newman camps.
Yeah, okay.
So the fact that they've now raised $1 million is why he wanted to do this celebration with Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, and the kids were, some of the kids from the camp were there too.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it's really great. That's had the Tonight Dough.
Haven't you?
I haven't tried that yet.
I have some dough, but it's not from the Tonight Show. I'll send it to you pretty soon. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the DJ B Experience.
Insight Daily Radio. Jeffrey Kluger is the author of the newly released book, Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. This gripping new book tells the untold story of the historic voyage to the moon that closed out one of our nation's darkest years with a nearly unimaginable triumph.
The Saturn V rocket was the most powerful rocket ever built, then and still. It needed that kind of power because it had to lift very heavy payloads into low Earth orbit and then get them out of Earth orbit to the moon. It was the biggest weight that a spacecraft or that a rocket ever had to lift before. So the Saturn V was critical to the U.S. space program. Now, the problem was, of course, big rockets, powerful rockets, are dangerous rockets. And it had had a couple of unmanned flights, one successful, one very unsuccessful. The fact that a crew was put on top of it so early was a great big gamble. But it worked. And it was used for every subsequent Apollo flight after that. We essentially had a fleet of Saturn V's capable of reaching ultimately velocities of 25,000 miles an hour. They got us all the way through the Apollo space program. They were used for the Skylab program later on. And it's one of the great tragedies of American space history that the plans and essentially the blueprints for the Saturn V were effectively scrapped after the Apollo program. If we had built on the Saturn V, we would be a much more powerful space-faring country today.
That's author Jeffrey Kluger on his newly released book, Apollo 8, the thrilling story of the first mission to the moon. Insight Daily Radio.
If you run your own business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Now it's 34 after the hour, the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, and you can like us on Facebook.com, DJV/DJV Show. I don't think I've posted anything there, but I know you're on it all the time, Victoria, so check it out every day. One of the things people will be talking about through the day today is the shootout at the baseball game. Is there no way we can have security? Is there no way we can just have fun without something blowing up literally or figuratively in our faces? What, a couple of Republican congressmen shot this morning at a baseball game? Is that just Republicans were shot?
I think one would wonder. Well, I don't know. It was a sort of a shooting spree. So apparently the shooter, they were playing on the field, and the shooter was behind third base, the third base dugout, didn't say anything, and just started opening fire on everybody. And Representative
Scalise was shot.
There's another one, Representative Brooks from, I want to say, Alabama. He was also shot. I think
practice
they're both going
field
to be
in
okay.
Alexandria.
Yeah, they're both going to be okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're not in danger. But
imagine, well, I mean, they're, you know, I don't think being shot is fun, but...
Yeah.
But they're, I don't think they're life-threatening wounds.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Switch fast enough on that. Woo! So, staffers were hit apparently, too. I'm looking at this overview of a couple of different sources, CNN, CBS, The Hill. This is something in the last half hour. situation. The president tweeted, where our thoughts and prayers are with those affected. All right, the news media will make a big to-do out of this. And I'm not saying it's not a big to-do, but it'll be, you know, between that and the burning of the tower in London, that's what you're going to see all day long. Those of you who spend time or waste time sitting in front of a television set, or you leave it on in the background, that's what you're going to hear all day, back and forth. And so I've given it what I believe the amount of attention and time it needs. So let's move on. I was looking at something, Victoria, about I love parables, you know, from the Bible. There are parables. I'm not somebody who – I like the Bible. The Bible is a great historical book. It's very interesting to compare the various things that are written, the human condition of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and how they all tell the same story, but they were written hundreds of years apart from somebody else telling the story, and it appears as if it's fiction. And so you look at those sorts of things and come up with examples of how to live and how not to live. So, this has nothing to do with the Bible. I just use it because I think this is a parable. You were talking earlier this week about all the potholes everywhere, and I think that, Kara, you were talking about how these potholes, driving around them, the impact that it has, the negative impact it has on your driving, and just generally those people who are, you know, you're trying to avoid. I saw somebody yesterday trying to avoid a pothole, and they ran into somebody.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more. Well, because it's terrible. They're awful. They're everywhere.
It's distracting and distressing. And whether, you know, it's that, there are all kinds of distractions around us. I get off on this toot every once in a while about cell phones and devices and those sorts of things that draw us deeper into the black holes of social media. These are like potholes in our lives, I think. Because the same sort of thing happens. You get distracted from what you're doing. And I read the story yesterday about a local woman here who got hurt because she was distracted. She walked out into the street and got run over. And so you see these sorts of things and you just want to say to yourself, get a grip. Will you please pay attention to the signs that are around you? Don't be ignoring the important things because of unimportant things. The sum and total of the messages that you get every day on from somebody that's sending you a text, or they send you something on Twitter, or they send you a Facebook note, or just an email. How many of us, and I find myself now, they got an iPhone. I get into my truck from the hayfield yesterday, and the first thing I did, but I wasn't moving. I've learned I don't like the distraction of having it in the truck with me when I'm moving on the farm. So I stop or I pull over. I really do. I'm not goody-goody two-shoes. I just find it distracting, so I don't do it. Some people do it, and so I guess a word to the wise. But yeah. The point of my conversation here is there's so many distractions around us. To keep yourself focused, keep your eye on the ball, if you will, is more and more a difficult thing to do. So have presence of mind, please, as you're driving around. Think about what the impact will be if you're not paying attention. Don't be selfish. I had the experience the other day going down a highway, and I was able to get off the highway just in time because I saw the traffic back up, and I listened to the radio, and there was somebody who had driven off the road and guaranteed they were distracted by something in the car, mostly looking, this happens over and over again, looking at the iPhone and sending a note to someone, and you lose control of the car. Do you realize how selfish that is? Think about it that way. If you really want to have presence of mind, I'm not trying to lecture you, but think about, there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people who were tied up for a half hour to an hour of their life because one person was so damn selfish that he had to answer a phone call, or he had to answer. I mean, I'm horrible about the phone in the car. People say I'm a hypocrite. My friends know that I'm on the phone a lot in the car, but I'm paying attention. Although sometimes I can remember when I would travel across country and be back and forth on the phone talking to people, and I would go for hours and not remember anything, not a stretch of the road, not even remembering that my eyes were on the road. You know, have you ever had that feeling?
Yeah.
That experience? You drive and you're on the phone and everything's okay around you, but you're not paying attention.
Yep. And then so even you know, beyond the iPhone, even all the cars that have, you know, those computer screens, you know,
yeah.
that where you can work your radio and see and satellite and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I have that in my car.
Yeah, I mean, just flipping back and forth on channels is distracting and takes your eyes off the road, and then you automatically swerve wherever you're looking.
Yeah, but the thing, at this time of year, when so many people are on the road, going on vacation or whatever, if you think about it this way, if you have any consciousness at all, when you're about to pull something like that, let's just say something happens, and the hundreds, if not thousands, of people behind you, the amount of time they will spend wasting their lives in a car, wasting fuel, wasting their precious time, productive time, because you were thoughtless. Think about it that way. I don't think many people do, but it's so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
If
it
you're
is.
I mean, it's just completely selfish. And that's, unfortunately, a lot of people don't even think about it that way, but I do. So please, be careful, if you will, please. What is it? From the old show, Hill Street Blues, be careful out there. In a moment, why Americans waste so much food. Food news coming up, and I'm going to tell you about a performance vegetable that is all a part of super beets. Yes, the beet. The top of the list of performance-enhancing vegetables is the beet. So if you're serious about your health like all of us are here, Victoria has super beets every day, Kara has super beets every day, I have super beets every day. Drinking super beets, the circulation superfood, provides your heart with the right kind of expression, if you will, because your heart's there to pump the blood. It is pumping the blood. So this amazing energy that comes from your arteries opening up, amazing stamina, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all over your body. The benefits, good taste, no sugar. Get a 30-day, there are all kinds, I mean, I can go through this list until the cows come home as to what the heck it is that we're doing here. We're telling you something that's so important and so helpful. This is a fabulous way for you to take care of your body. Every canister of Super Beets gives you 90 non-GMO beets. Great taste. 3 in every scoop. So you got enough for a month. You get an extra month's supply free with your first order. So dial it in right now, that order. 800-655-4183. Yep. Super Beets. Or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. People think that's cool, and it is. 800-655-4183. What's good about DougLikesBeets.com is there are lots of explanations, questions like, okay, like I just answered one of them. How many beets are in each scoop? The Neo 40 capsule that has the same amount of beets in it, the capsule you put in your tongue, it's another product, but it gives you the same impact. I take it in the morning before I go in the air. Gives me the energy I need. Trust me. I'm not always at my best at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Very few of us are.
I'd like to think that I am because I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, but I'm not. So let's do the smart thing. For you, for your family, call 800-655-4183. All adults should have access to Super Beets. All natural, guaranteed, or your money back. Free shipping when you mention Doug. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com or by calling 800-655-4183.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 6/14 to 6/18.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Milo? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Go! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, how come we waste so much food in this country? This is a subject that really gets under my skin.
Me too.
American consumers throw away 80 billion pounds of food a year, and much of it because, Victoria, there are laws against sharing the food, restaurants to people.
Yep.
And we were talking the other day. This is a big headline in one of the farm papers, and so this becomes our food news for today. There's a study that was just published looks at the large-scale consumer waste. This is the first one I've seen like this, identifying actual patterns regarding how we have formed attitudes on food waste. The data shows that the efforts to reduce the amount of food that we toss into the garbage every year, one of the ideas is to, as a matter of fact, the guy running for mayor here in Framingham came to me the other day and he said, I got a business for you. When I get to be mayor, and he knows I'm supporting him, he says, let's start a business and we have, instead of two waste collection tubs, there's one for general rubbish, there's one for recyclables. He said, I'm going to propose that we have a third one, and it's food waste. We collect the food waste, bring it to your farm and compost it, and use it to create energy. He said there's this plan the state has. They give you X number of dollars. You build the recycling facility, and the methane gas produces energy. And he said, what do you think of that for a business?
That sounds amazing.
That's a great idea. You know, I mean, whether I've got time, I can hear my friends saying, oh, yeah, just what you need is something else to do. But it does intrigue me, I will tell you that. The idea of it intrigues the heck out of me.
Mm.
And I have the facilities on the farm to do it. A lot of farmers are doing this now. 68% of respondents who throw food away when they hear this idea say, wow, I'd be willing to pay a little extra in tax. But you don't have to because it pays for itself.
Right.
This is an idea for people. I'm giving you this idea because I think it should spread around the country. People who are in, whether it's rural communities that listen to this program, we have tons, hundreds of rural communities that listen to this program, mid-sized communities especially. So this is an idea to plant in the minds of people who are in charge. Recycle the waste. You can do it. It's not expensive. As a matter of fact, it is cost-effective, and we stop wasting so much of what we produce here. I hope that you'll think that's a good idea. 10 minutes before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jaws. Did you see the promotion? I think it was on WGN, which is the national network, the national television station out of Chicago. It has a lot of good. I frankly find myself watching them a lot at night because they have reruns of shows that I like Blue Bloods and Person of Interest. They also are promoting a lot of good movies this month, including showing E.T., which is what you're listening to in the background, the theme from E.T., the extraterrestrial, which has been around for how long, Chucker?
It hit theaters 35 years ago, back in 1982.
Isn't that something else?
Sunday was its 35th anniversary.
One of the great accomplishments early on in the Steven Spielberg column of wins. This is really something that was extra special. And
it was.
The cast was so fabulous. It was one of those experiences that's almost perfect when you go to the movies, don't you think? If there's
I've done a few revivals of it over the last few years. I got a question, and I love the film. I remember seeing it back in a theater in '82.
Yeah.
I probably saw it four or five times.
Me too.
Back then, and it was totally original, made you feel like $1 million when you walked out of the theater, but also like a lot of great children's classics had a lot of dark elements to it. And I guess a question for you guys, do you think it's resonated as a true classic the same way as, say, The Wizard of Oz, which was,
in its own right? Yeah, I would agree. What about you, Victoria?
Sure. I think it's one of the best movies ever made, whether it's children or otherwise. I think it's incredible.
It hits all the emotions.
Yep.
And that's what you want from, it's like the other movies. I talk about this all the time. Let's see. If I were to name, so True Grit is one of those movies for me. Hunt for Red October is one of those movies for me. Love Actually is one of those movies for me. If I were to name, you know, I can go through a few others, but they hit all the emotional. For me, everybody's different. Everybody looks.
What about The Exorcist? Do you feel that way about The Exorcist?
Liam Neeson is trying to save the Quiet Man Railway Station, that famous Maureen O'Hara, John Wayne, John Ford classic. We'll talk about that in a moment. Plus, Chucker has movie news for us.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed-level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-767-9898 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-767-9898. That's 1-800-767-9898.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
We're talking about classic movies. The Quiet Man, 1952. Originating the Ballyglunin Station, which was featured in the film. It's fallen into disrepair. The roof is falling apart, that sort of thing. The Community Development Charity has launched a crowdfund campaign to raise $30,000 for a new roof. And Liam Neeson has donated $6,000. He got in touch with the community to offer his support. He says, I'm a professional actor, been 40 years in the business. During that time, I've had the great fortune to have made 70 films with many of the world-renowned directors. Of all those directors, I would say 60 of them have said that John Ford's Quiet Man is in their top 5 list of favorite and influential films. So
that's a pretty cool story.
Stepping up. All right, what else you got, Chucker? Quickly.
Just one thing. Michelle Monaghan's coming back for Mission Impossible 6. She played Tom Cruise's wife in Part 3. That is my favorite installment in that franchise. Sort of humanized Ethan Hunt and the Tom Cruise character, and I like her as an actress.
59 after the hour.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.